This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In remarks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the timing of China's President Xi Jinping's visit to Russia is notable. He explains why.
President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin, suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is heading to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Japanese public broadcaster NHK showed Kishida riding a train from Poland heading to Kyiv. Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Kishida, who is to chair the Group of Seven summit in May, is the only G7 leader who has not visited Ukraine and was under pressure to do so at home. He's expected to offer continuing support for Ukraine when he meets with Zelensky. Saudi Arabia has now freed a Saudi American citizen it had imprisoned more than a year over its tweets critical of the kingdom's crown prince. The news of the release of Monday of a U.S. Saudi citizen, Saad al-Mahdi, came from his son in the United States. Neither Saudi nor U.S. officials immediately confirmed the release of the man, a 17-year-old Florida retiree, but progress on Mahdi's release had been rumored since last week. Monday night, Mahdi was at home with family members who live in Riyadh. And that's according to his son, Ibrahim al-Mahdi, who lives in the United States. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters set piles of rubbish on fire in central Paris Monday after President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence motion in Parliament over a deeply unpopular pension reform. In some of Paris's most prestigious avenues, firefighters scrambled to put out burning rubbish piles left uncollected for days due to strikes as protesters played cat and mouse with police. Police charged that protesters gathered on streets and detained some. The failure of the new confidence vote will be a relief to Macron. Had it succeeded, it would have sunk his government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to the age of 64. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill concerning the origins of COVID-19. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden has signed a bipartisan bill into law that directs the federal government to declassify as much intelligence as possible about the origins of COVID-19. It directs the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to declassify intelligence related to a lab in Wuhan, China. The law also allows for redactions to protect sensitive sources and methods. U.S. intelligence agencies are divided over whether a lab leak or a spillover from animals was the likely source. Experts say the true origin may not be known for many years, if ever. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A New York lawyer who could be a final witness in the hush money investigation against former President Donald Trump says he brought documents to court to try to discredit the prosecution's star witness, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Attorney Robert Costello, an ally of Donald Trump, who counseled Trump fixer Michael Cohen after an FBI raid in 2018, says Cohen is not to be believed when he testified about hush money payments he said he made to women on behalf of Donald Trump.
He's totally unreliable.
Costello says he brought pages of documentation to be shown to the grand jury, but accused the Manhattan DA of cherry picking.
Out of 321 emails, they cherry-picked six.
Costello's appearance is an indication prosecutors are moving to wrap up the case. Donald Trump called on his supporters to protest. Portable barricades were delivered to the courthouse area to block off streets if needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Humanity still has a chance, close to the last one, to prevent the worst of climate change's future harms, according to a top United Nations panel of scientists Monday. But doing so requires quickly slashing carbon pollution and fossil fuel use 60% by the year 2035, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.